Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, five Chicago elementary students were taken to the hospital after reportedly ingesting edibles at school. WBBM's Carolina Garibay with the story.
The students at George Leland Elementary School in the Austin neighborhood were rushed to hospitals after Chicago fire officials say the students took marijuana edibles. Leland principal Alicia Franklin Allen told parents in a letter that the individuals received medical attention out of an abundance of caution and that she's working with Chicago Public Schools to handle the incident. Officials say all five students were under the age of 15 and were in good condition. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police have released photos and video of a person of interest in connection with the fatal shooting of a police officer early Sunday. Officer Luis Huesca was shot near 56th and Kedzie as he returned home from work. The police images show a man making purchases at two convenience stores and walking down a dark street. The videos also show him wearing two different sets of clothing. Police say the man should be considered armed and dangerous. You can see images on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com.
Police are searching for a man after two attempted sexual assaults. They happened within 10 minutes of each other in Lakeview East last night. The first was on the 700 block of West Brompton. A 25-year-old woman says a man grabbed her from behind, claimed he had a gun, and told her not to turn around. The woman screamed and neighbors helped her get away. Minutes later, police believe the same man jumped on a 23-year-old woman on the 800 block of West Buckingham. That woman fought the man off.
The Fraternal Order of Police is appealing a judge's decision that would have the most serious disciplinary cases involving Chicago police officers decided by an arbitrator, but also make those cases heard publicly.
John Catanzara, the FOP president, noted there is no provision in labor law allowing for public arbitration. After Judge Michael Mullen's ruling that Catanzara said split the baby, he indicated there would be an appeal.
This union is not going to be the union that plants the seed for public arbitration in this state when forever it's been private.
The cases of 16 officers who have filed for arbitration are on hold during the appeal. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A three-year-old boy is dead after a house fire in Munster yesterday afternoon. Firefighters went to the home on the 900 block of Cornwallis Lane, reported extensive damage to the home when they got there. It's not known whether there were any other injuries, and no other details of the fire have yet been released.
Two people are charged with arson for a fire at a closed North Suburban movie theater.
Round Lake Beach police say 19-year-old David M. Dolan and 20-year-old Anthony P. Shields were located on Sunday at their homes in Lake Villa, where physical evidence was obtained relating to Saturday night's fire at the former Regal Cinemas on Rollins Road. A judge on Monday ordered Dolan and Shields held for a detention hearing. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Bears plan to make an announcement tomorrow about a new stadium along the lakefront.
It appears the Bears' days at Soldier Field are numbered, but their days of playing in Chicago are not. Team and city officials are expected to announce plans for a new domed stadium on the lakefront at a Wednesday afternoon press conference. A statement from PR firm Rise Strategy Group also says the plan includes, quote, additional green and open space with access to the lakefront for families and fans on the museum campus. Just last year, the Bears purchased the old Arlington International Racecourse property for close to $200 million, but tax negotiations appear to have sacked plans there. What's still unclear, the financial implications of the new stadium, which is expected to cost several billion dollars. Both Mayor Johnson and Governor Pritzker have expressed concerns over the use of public money. On the lakefront, Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf says despite media reports indicating he wants the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority to cover the cost of a new stadium, he tells Crane's Chicago Business that they never said there would not be White Sox investment in that potential development. He says the team has been looking at several scenarios which would involve significant private investment. He adds this is an evolving situation, and once they have a clear, definitive path, they'll have to wait to see if he calls for a what we'll have to wait to see what he calls a clear, definitive commitment.
In recognition of yesterday's Earth Day, there will soon be a permanent drop-off site for some hazardous waste in Cook County.
Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle announced a $4 million partnership between the county's Department of Environment and Sustainability and South Suburban College. South Suburban residents will be able to unload a host of items at a designated location on the college campus. Items such as household chemicals, rechargeable batteries, oil-based paints, solvents, medications, pesticides, and motor oil. The household hazardous waste facility will open next year. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
There's new information about exactly who went to the polls in last month's Illinois primary election. Chicago Board of Elections spokesman Max Bever says
a lower turnout election overall, but also just more proof that ultimately vote by mail is not popular with one age group or with one set of folks over the other or in one place of the city, but generally remains a very popular option for voters, except for voters age 17 and 24 who do like to turn up in person.
He says those younger voters ages 17 to 24 were the least likely age group to vote, making up only 3.25%.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.